Don Worster is one of the most distinguished authors Kansas has ever produced. An historian who recently retired from the University of Kansas, Worster helped invent the field of environmental history, producing works that are standards in that field, including one about the Dust Bowl and biographies of environmentalist John Muir and geologist John Wesley Powell. Now, Oxford University Press has published a new book by Worster called Shrinking the Earth. It's a big-picture look at the impact of the European conquest of the New World and what has happened since. When Europeans began to explore the New World, they gained access to an explosion of resources. In some senses, Worster says, it's almost as if they discovered a new planet, one that they could exploit for minerals, timber, pelts, a whole host of things that Europe could use. That New World eventually provided another space for Europeans to populate, as they displaced the New World's indigenous peoples. But over the past century or two, says Worster, we've begun to come to grips with the limits of the resources that the New World provided. He discusses issues related to water, energy, and minerals, and the impact of population growth. In other words, Worster says, we need to appreciate how much room for expansion the New World provided and how much time it bought us. Only this time, 600 years later, as we bump up against the limits to growth, there is no new world available to bail us out, and moving off the planet isn't an option. Many baby boomers know the striking photo of the Earth taken from the moon, the so-called blue marble photo. Clouds swirl around our impossibly blue planet, outlined brilliantly in the black of space. That picture is sometimes credited with raising environmental consciousness in the early 1970s, showing how alone and how dependent on this place we are. Worster updates that artistic statement with a photo of the Earth taken from the edge of the solar system from the Voyager spacecraft in 1990. Carl Sagan called that photo the pale blue dot. It shows a tiny planet Earth, a pinpoint of light, alarmingly small in the dark vastness of the universe. Compared to the photo taken from the moon, the Voyager photo makes the Earth's isolation even more apparent, overwhelming, and stark. Throughout the book, Worster hints at the way that scientists and historians are shaped by their background, the places they grew up. That's true for him, too. When he talks about the changes we've seen in the past century, he does so, at least in part, from the perspective of someone who grew up in central Kansas, out on the edge of the Great Plains. Worster provides warnings, but he's also optimistic, discussing the slowing of population growth, for instance. And maybe that's reflective of Kansans, too. Realistic, but hopeful. His new book is challenging, at times discouraging, but ultimately rewarding. Just like life on this planet we call home.